the way we say hello and goodbye in Holden is a long, long tradition. And everybody is welcomed that gets off the bus. You know, in some summers, it's like been songs and you walked under brooms and everybody claps and everybody's really happy you're here. And it sort of makes you feel a little self-conscious, but you get off the, what you don't know is that everybody is greeted that way. And that's really fun to find out. But in the same manner, everybody is sent down the mountain in the same way. And you say goodbye to people every day. Some people leave, people that you care about, people that have lived with you for a long time. And eventually you know you're going to get on the bus. And when I first got here, I used to say to Chuck, oh, for crying out loud, I said, you know, this waving to the buses and saying hello and goodbye, you know, what, you know, that's kind of hokey. And you know, I didn't like saying goodbye either. But then I started really paying attention to this whole coming and going in Holden. And I realized that it really imitates life. And we have people that come into our lives every day, new people. And if we take the time to welcome new people and new experiences into our lives, it is such a full and amazing opportunity and a full way to live. Likewise, we have to learn to let go of people every day, and we have to let go of things, and we have to let things move out of our lives as well. And when you practice saying hello to everybody that gets off the bus to be in your community, and then likewise you take the time to say thank you for being here, it was great while you were here, and now you're off to your next thing, and we're without you, but we'll be okay. You know, there's just such a great daily reminder of our impermanence, really, on the planet and in this place. And it helps us really appreciate every minute.